It's Morning Edition on KUNC. Think back to your elementary school days, learning about the four tastes: sweet, salty, bitter, and sour. Scientists say there's also a fifth taste, and at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, visitors are helping researchers discover what could be a sixth taste. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
Let's go ahead and put our nose clips on when you're ready.
Tim Baca and his two daughters, Raviana and Desiree, are sitting at a lab bench while Angelica Miranda guides them through a taste test.
Do a quick sniff test, make sure we can't smell.
Baca and his daughters are each wearing funny-looking nose clips.
Now, take out the strip and go ahead and put it on the right side of your tongue as far back as you can. And you can dissolve the strip on the roof of your mouth, that's okay, so however you can dissolve
it. Put it on there.
It's okay. You can dissolve on the roof of your mouth.
The translucent strip is coated with specific taste molecules. After 45 seconds, a timer goes off.
All right, so with your nose clip still on, go ahead and rate the intensity of the strip.
The Bacas are participating in an experiment that hundreds of other museum visitors have already completed. Its goal? To prove the existence of a sixth taste and learn how our genes affect that taste. Scientist Nicole Garneau is heading up the experiment.
The research really shows that fatty acids and the ability to taste fat is probably there. What we don't know is, what are the genes for it? How does ancestry play into that?
That's right. The sixth taste, according to Garneau and quite a few other scientists, is probably fat.
The research is already out there, but it's not 100% accepted in the field. So it's not like sweet, where it's like, of course, everyone agrees sweet, right?
Add salty, bitter, and sour, and that gets us to our four types of taste. The fifth type is umami. It's the savory taste of broth or cooked mushrooms. Japanese scientists identified it in the 1900s, but Americans only allowed it into the taste club a couple decades ago, which is why you may not have heard of it.
I worked on this project for my dissertation for 4 years, and I tested fewer than 100 people. And at the museum, they've tested over 700 people in just under a year and a half.
Robin Tucker is a taste scientist at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. She's analyzing all the data collected at the museum. One of the things Tucker is trying to figure out is if people who are better at tasting fat might eat differently.
So we're interested to see whether or not your taste sensitivity has any bearing on whether or not you're eating lots of high-fat foods or how that might impact your diet, your weight, your body fat percentage, some of these known risk factors that put you at risk for chronic disease later on.
Using museum visitors allows for a giant population of test subjects, often families, which is great for genetic comparisons. But since each test lasts about 45 minutes, the process requires a lot of manpower. That's where Angelica Miranda and nearly 50 other volunteers come in.
This is outstanding that the smell kicks that taste in so intensely.
So smell is a really, really big component of flavor. So taste is just like the five tastes that we described, but flavor is everything else, like smell, sight, what it looks like, what it sounds like, what the texture is. So all of that contributes to our flavor.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, but taste is just literally just the five things.
Huh. Miranda and the other volunteers are the museum's citizen scientist. While having non-scientists run an experiment is a little out of the ordinary, these volunteers receive months of training, and their work makes the whole experiment possible. The Denver Museum's Nicole Garneau says it's part of a new approach to research.
So all of a sudden, the museum becomes a place that researchers can really tackle these bigger questions that they couldn't do before. And concurrently, we're making science accessible again to the public.
So accessible, you can taste it.
You know how you, like, smell cardboard boxes? I tasted that in my mouth. It was weird.
Overall, though, the process was pretty painless, says Raviana Baca.
It was easy and it was fun.
The experiment is open to museum visitors through the end of August. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.